Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin with a short contemplation of A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 351, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 351. My sinless brother is my guide to peace. My sinful brother is my guide to pain. And which I choose to see, I will behold. Who is my brother but your holy Son? And if I see him sinful, I proclaim myself a sinner and not a son of God. Alone and friendless in a fearful world. Yet this perception is a choice I make, and I can relinquish. I can also see my brother sinless as your holy Son, and with this choice I see my sinlessness, my everlasting comforter and friend beside me, and my way secure and clear. Choose then for me, my Father, through your voice, for he alone gives judgment in your name. Amen. My sinless brother is my guide to peace. My sinful brother is my guide to pain, and which I choose, I will see. The lesson says, yet this perception is a choice I make and can relinquish. I can see a fearful world, or I can see a loving, sinless world, safe and secure. This course comes to us through duality, as if we believe in duality still. And if we are still struggling with duality, then this lesson is telling us we can choose how we see the duality in the world. It's like a continuum where on one side of the scale is good and on the other is evil. And when we are still believing in duality, in separateness, believing that I am separate from others, I am separate from all, then we are still believing in this duality. And this lesson is saying we can choose which end of the continuum to see. When we choose to see a sinless world, or we can choose to see a sinful world, one made of pain or one made of love. And because of this belief in duality, we need help. We ask the sane part of the mind, the part that has relinquished the illusion. We ask the inner guide, our higher self, our Holy Spirit, to make the judgment, the decision, with this part of the mind. And when we use this part of the mind, our judgment will always be to see the love in the world and not the illusion, not the hate. We also have the continuum of willing on one end and unwilling on the other. And so we can bring ourselves to the willingness side of the scale and ask Holy Spirit's help to accept that it is a loving world. And in that we experience less fear, less suffering. So we do have a choice on how much we suffer. And the Course is bringing us to a stepping stone. Do we choose to have less suffering? When I am suffering, I sit with it, and I ask myself, is this truly what I want? There is no right or wrong answer. It's how I'm feeling, and I have to be present with it in the moment. It's not something I can decide ahead of time. It occurs in the moment. No right or wrong answer. In the moment, feeling my way through it. In the moment, asking for help and surrendering to my heart, allowing it to lead. In the moment, I ask myself, who is experiencing this? Is it reflecting the truth of me or the illusion? Do I want to believe in the illusion, or do I want to relinquish it? Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to stay present, to become aware when I have shifted back into thinking duality is real, and that there is a continuum of good and evil. Help me to find the willingness to stay in the present moment and to make a decision and sit with it and see how it feels. And if it doesn't feel well, help me to choose again and sit with that. I am so grateful for your loving presence. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by giving it something to focus on. We may watch the breath or repeat a name of God, whatever aids in the quieting of the mind. And then we come into the present moment. What am I experiencing right now? What is the body experiencing? What emotions do I notice? Are passing through. Staying in the present moment, aware of all that is, without trying to change any of it, just letting it be. If you get caught up in a thought, allow yourself to be present with it, observing it. How does the thought affect the feeling in the body? Sinking into the awareness of being the awareness. Without an I attached. Before thought, before emotion, before the body, just being. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in relinquishing the illusion, relinquishing the doer, relinquishing the I. Namaste.